Hey, everybody, it's Lance Dawson. I am back with my fabulous co-host, Andrew Stewart. And we are here with another episode of Backstage Lowdown. It's an odd one this time because it is yet another episode of Backstage Lowdown, but it's kind of a deja vu for Andrew and I. We are hosting Derry Grehan from the iconic rock band Honeymoon Suite. And he has graciously offered to come back and rejoin us for another interview. Why, you ask? Well, that'll come out in the intro, I'm sure. But anyway, we've got Derry for a short period of time, and we hope you enjoy this episode. So here we go. Wow. So this is a first for us. There was a technical glitch.
Let's call it that.
Let's call it that. Anyway, Derry is very graciously offered to come back and be interviewed by us again. The first time was really good. And I love Honeymoon Suite. Of course, I was a hometown boy, Niagara Falls. There was a technical glitch in which the two hosts of Backstage Lowdown, who shall remain nameless, but we fired those guys for this. They forgot to record
our
conversation.
Now you've got us.
Yeah. So we're the new hosts of Backstage Lowdown, Andrew Stewart, Lance Dawson, because those previous clowns forgot to record.
I swear that I hit auto record, but there was no record. And then you only have two jobs. One is to ask questions, and the other one is to look in the top left hand corner to make sure that it is recording. But I mean, here nor there. Yeah. Here nor there.
I didn't. That second one was, I guess, lower on my list than the. than it should have been. I felt like the question asking aspect was really that was my gig. However, I think we'll share that blame equally.
Yeah.
But now with these new hosts, these guys are on top of it. These guys
are hot.
I'm telling you. And since Derry was nice enough to come back and give us at least 15 minutes, I think that's great. So for those of you who are Honeymoon Suite fans, they are of course an iconic Canadian rock band. They've been recording since the 80s, and they're awesome. And they have a new album out, 2024, Alive, which is, I'm going to say it's different, it's fresh, and yet it's signature Honeymoon Suite. So take that for what it is, but it's awesome. So Derry Grehan, who's going to join us today, is their primary songwriter and guitar player. So that's exciting. So we only have him for 15 minutes. Would you like me to avoid guitar questions today because we have him only for 15?
You know what? If you slip him, if you're feeling like it's right, get in there.
Is it ever wrong to ask a guitar question?
Guitar question. Really, I should probably just go sit in the other room, wait till I hear that the interview's finished, and just end call. You guys can talk guitars.
I have
all day long.
I'll tell you this. This is a running gag with Monday Morning Whiskey, because when we're rehearsing, somebody will inevitably, usually our bass player Scott Martin, will say something about, oh, you know, what guitar is that you're playing tonight, Lance, or whatever. And then I just go down the rabbit hole of, oh, this guitar is blah blah blah, and they made this change back in 19, you know, whatever. And I look over and Mark is snoring, and our drummer is like glazed over, Chris Saran, and so it's become a whole insomnia joke. Is like, you know, we just listened to Lance ramble on about these guitars, and then I can fall asleep in seconds. It's great. That's terrible.
You just need to come by in the evening and talk guitars, and we'll all be fast asleep.
That's true. I particularly enjoyed my emphasis on Stuart.
I loved it. It's good. Yeah, it's good.
Shit. I can't do accents. It's so bad.
We'll have to get Patterson back on the show.
Yeah. I'll tell you who I want back on the show. You know who I'm going to say.
Oh, I know.
How can we not get Fowler? Where is that guy?
He'll come
on.
He'll come back.
We got to get him back. You know what's happening today? We'll put this on our podcast because I know you're going to try to get this. Oh, no, that was with. Oh, we'll promo that. We've got Andy Kim up on the dock. He's going to come in at some point in time. Today, Coral from CKWR, because Monday Morning Whiskey's, I'm going to say latest single, but it's been out for a while, is dropped on Spotify and Apple Music, et cetera, is offered to interview the band today.
Fantastic.
At 3:30 p.m. on CKWR. I don't know why I'm saying this, because by the time this hits the airwaves, this will be too late. But anyway, they're offering to interview the band, but the band is not all available. So Rob Zillis and Chris Saran are going to be in the same spot at the same time, and they're going to be interviewed by Coral. She's going to play, I believe, Skipping Stones at the top of the show, and then interview these two clowns about, I guess, Monday Morning Whiskey and a song I wrote. And so it's going to be interesting. It's going to be great.
Well, let's be honest. The important guys are on the show.
The important guys are on the show. And Mark, Scott, and I are just support, yeah. I think, is what we're saying. So that's coming up. So that's going to be fun.
Look at that.
There he is.
Hello, Derry, sir.
How are you?
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes. We can hear you just fine, my friend. Derry, I'm not sure. Can you see on your screen? There's a little red button at the top right. It says recording.
That'd be top left.
Yeah,
it's mine's recording. Top left. See, look at that. Right. We're actually there recording.
Derry, thank you so much for doing this. We will not keep you long. And unfortunately, that we fired those guys. The guys that did not hit record on that last podcast, they're gone. We got rid of those guys.
Now you got us.
You're fired.
You got us. Anyway, but we know we've got you for a short period of time. In the promo, I was just talking about the new album Alive from Honeymoon Suite. So tell us a little bit, like, where's the, is the, you're on tour, or you're about to hit a summer tour for Alive? Is that happening?
Yes. We're about to start the summer dates really soon.
That's fantastic. Where are you kicking this off?
Well, we start in Chicago tomorrow night at the Arcata Theater there.
Nice.
And then from there, it's kind of like all over Canada, you know, get a map and throw the darts at it. And we're from like BC right out to Newfoundland throughout the summer, kind of all over the place.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, I mean, I imagine you're excited to play new music and introduce that to everybody, but the road is sometimes kind of challenging, right? So are you looking forward to this and kind of, do you have to get in shape for the road, I guess, is my question? Because it's
No. I keep pretty active when I'm not touring. It's just a lot, you know, there's always something going on every day. I'm never I never sit still for very long. So I'm okay. And the other guys are in good shape. And well, you know, we don't tour a lot in the wintertime. And even the summer isn't that full yet. So we all look forward to, we can't wait to get out there because it's just a lot of weekend stuff, 2 and 3 days in a row. So it isn't long tours. So it's very manageable and it's still a lot of fun.
Nice. Where did you guys put all this show together to rehearse it and get it? Because you're all in different locations, right?
Yeah. We're all living in different cities, which isn't uncommon with bands these days, you know. We just have a set that we've been doing for a while, you know, like all the hits, of course, and we're going to work in a couple of the new songs, which fit in like seamlessly with the older stuff. So we kind of rearrange things, try and spice the set up and add some new things here and there. Kind of as we go, you know, we don't do a lot of tour rehearsals because we're so well rehearsed anyways, you know, just take longer sound checks, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Actually, in the intro, I had said that this new album was new and it's fresh. So, but it has a signature Honeymoon Suite sound. So it should be great for all the Honeymoon Suite fans. But I would credit you for a good chunk of that because I think, you know, the guitar sound, and obviously you're the primary writer of the songs, but your guitar sound is signature, right? So if you love Honeymoon Suite and these sounds, that's all Derry. So I think
yeah,
that's
thank you. No, I'm really happy with my guitar work on this record. And Johnny's singing amazingly and the guys are playing good. Like just everything about it is really in your face. and very strong and hard on some of the songs. But like you said, it's not dated sounding. I think Mike Krumpus did a great job in the production, kind of making it a little more modern, but still classic Honeymoon Suite stuff. I don't know. It's we all wrote it together. I spent a lot of time on my tracks, and I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah. No, that's fantastic. Was there a particular guitar that made its debut or was sort of interwoven into this album more than others?
I have a new signature guitar out with Godin in this past year. It just came out, my famous or infamous Tread guitar, you know, the black one with the yellow Tread marks on it that I've had since the 80s. Godin did a signature model, which is really
congratulations.
Great. Yeah, thank you. It's really great. And so I tried to use that as much, but every song requires every guitar has a different sound. So I have a mess of them to play. I played some of Mike's guitars, our producer, some old Tellys, some Strats, Les Pauls, whatever the song calls for, the right tone, that's what I'll use.
Yeah, fantastic. How many, and Andrew will interrupt me soon because I have a limit. I have a very limited rope of guitar questions that I can ask.
Okay.
Yes.
Limit them at 15 questions.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay. I'll tell you where this comes from. We were talking to Colin Cripp from Blue Rodeo, who was lamenting the fact. So he takes 6 guitars on the road with him. And they're all paintbrushes, right? They all do different things. And he takes a lot of grief over 6 guitars. And he's like, look, I've been at a U2 concert with their guitar tech, and the Edge has like 60 guitars underneath that stage. So I don't know why I'm taking grief over 6. How many Derry Green Honeymoon Suite hits the stage? How many guitars do we have, my friend?
You'd be surprised. I take 2 with me, usually 2 or 3, because remember, these are all fly-in shows.
Right.
Right.
So I'm hauling, you know, a vault. They call it a vault, you know, big trunk with either 2 or 3. I would take 5 or 6 if I could, but it's just not feasible on the kind of things we're doing. I don't want to bring more stuff. I don't want to bring stuff out and not use it. There's a lot of guitars I'd like to take. When we're on a longer tour and we have a bus and a trailer and using the same stuff for a night, I'll take more because I don't have to move it all the time.
Right.
When you're flying, you got to keep it down, kind of to a minimum.
Right. And hope the airlines don't lose them is the big thing.
Yeah. That's, I just,
how,
I
has
just,
that ever happened?
Oh yeah. All the time. I have to just, I don't even get mad anymore. I just laugh, you know, go find another guitar, whatever. You just give me something. If it's got 6 strings on it, I'll make it work.
You're good.
There you go. The guitar, you're in Chicago and the guitars are in Fort Lauderdale. At least they know where they are. That's probably the more important part.
You put an air tag in it. You put an air tag in it and you'll know where it is. You ain't getting it back, but at least you'll know it's in Dallas.
I'll tell you this. The drummer of my band, Chris Saran, would argue, well, I think Derry Green's the better guitar player. Because usually if a guy's really good, 2 guitars is fine. He's got an acoustic, he's got an electric, he's good to go. You chumps with all those other guitars, what the hell are you doing? So he would be complimenting you on your 2 guitar choice.
Oh, you don't need many more than that, you know? You just need, some guys just take 1 and that's all they play.
Yeah, there you go.
So where did you guys go to record Alive?
It started out in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Okay.
Which is a little south of Nashville, where Mike Krumpus was living at the time, about 3.5 years ago.
Now he keeps a home studio, correct?
Home studio, beautiful home studio. So we started out there, did a lot of bed tracks and initial writing and recording there. Then Mike, after about a year, decides he wants to move to England. So he sells the house, packs everything up, moves to England and opens a studio there. So now Johnny and I are flying over there 2-3 times, finish our tracks. And then COVID hits right in the middle of that. So we kind of had to just hunker down for a while and just do tracks from home.
Yep.
So Tennessee to the UK, a little bit in Minneapolis, some in Toronto. Record's been all over the place, but finally it's done.
Wow. Well, fortunately, you're releasing the album and COVID's in the rearview mirror, because I know there's lots of artists that had, you know, I mean, Jason Isbell is talking about like his reunion album was number 1, I think, and there was no tour, right? There's nothing. Yeah. They just had to sit on. It was terrible. So I think all of us are going to benefit from the fact that Alive's coming out now. and then we can actually go out and get to see Honeymoon Suite, you know.
Yeah, and actually, in a way, it was, if there's anything positive about that, because we got set back so many months of not being able to finish it, we got to sit and listen and sit with the tracks, because all the beds and the main writing was done. So I got to get away from it for a few months and come back and listen to these songs and go, oh man, let's change that. I've got a better idea for this chorus or this verse, which it wouldn't have had if we rushed it. So I think it's better because of it.
Sure. Yeah,
benefited the album. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has that happened to you in the past, Derry, where, because I think we've all done that, but it usually takes years, right? Like, so you write these songs, you record them, you maybe even tour with them, but then after a while, if you revisit them after a while, it's like, oh, I would have done that differently or something, you know, you would have made a change. Has that happened before on even one of the Honeymoon Suite hits that are tried and true? And you're like, you know, if I were to write that song today, this is what I would have done. Has that
every songwriter will tell you that.
Yeah.
It's my buyer's remorse or whatever. Yeah. I mean, what's done is done. Yeah. And any songwriter will tell you that and wish they could go back. But if it comes out and people love it, then you're wrong and they're right. So yeah, you lead me to my own devices. I'll rewrite the thing 10 times, but it won't be any better probably. So.
Yeah. You know where you've gone wrong is I think you've been successful. See, people know your songs. If you stick at my level where very few people know your songs, you can change them all the time. It's a piece of cake.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to, at some point, you got to stop with your demo-itis and finish the song. Finish it and move on.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So when does the tour kick off? I know you said Chicago.
Chicago this weekend and a couple more shows this month. There's one in Toronto on the 24th. And then from there, it's kind of, like I said earlier, kind of all over the place in Canada, a lot of festivals everywhere.
Oh, fantastic.
Do you have some favorite places that you love to play?
Every place in the summer, every festival is my favorite place. I love it. It doesn't matter. Playing on a warm summer night, and for lots of people anywhere, I'm just happy to be there. I love them all.
Yeah, oh, that's awesome. Great.
You guys have been together for a long time, Derry. Is that just like, you know, getting together with family at this point where you say, okay, guys, we got a new album, a new tour. Is it like you pick up where you left off, or do the guys sort of have to connect and refine that chemistry again?
No, it's all the original guys in the band now, except for Peter Nunn, our keyboard player, but he's been with us forever as well. So these guys, they're like me, they can't wait to get out. Cause like I said, we're not touring 10 months of the year constantly. So you just pick up where you left off. If we go 3-4 months without a show, which is rare, we just get back right back on the horse. It's like we played last week, you know?
Yeah.
Cause we've been doing it so long.
Yeah, that's fun. That's absolutely very cool.
That's just taking the winter off essentially, and then coming back and starting right back at it.
That's the usual cycle. Yeah, it slows down. Yeah. I'm going to say any band is that it slows down in the winter, of course.
Now, where are you in your sort of creative cycle now, Derry? Because I know you've been a lot of work gearing up for a tour, but you're a songwriter. So are you still finding time to write, or do you sort of put that aside? How do you do that?
Every day. I play every day, and something pops out every day. It never stops with me. We've already started writing for the next record, actually. About 3 weeks ago, we got together with Mike at his studio, and we started working on some new songs.
Where's Mike living now?
Oh, thankfully, Mike came to his senses and moved back to Canada. So he's in the Toronto area, which is wonderful for Johnny, I, and the other guys. Now he's accessible, and it's an easy flight up for me. So we're already excited to work on another record. We've got another album in our deal with Frontiers. So we're just looking ahead.
Fantastic.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Do you find now, Derry, that, cause music has obviously always been a sort of a youth obsessed industry, but don't you find that you're hitting your best stride now, vocally, guitar playing, like you've never been better sort of thing, right?
Oh, thank you. I, who knows, man, like, We are so fortunate to have been together this long, still getting a ton of radio airplay after all these years, and the fans. That's why we still exist, and I couldn't be happier, because it's all I want to do. I don't have a plan B, so I've got this honeymoon thing and some other things going on, So I couldn't be happier. And we'll do it as long as it's still fun and makes sense. It's great that the melodic rock has come back so strongly. Right. Now, a lot of the older bands are out there. So that benefits us. There's not that many bands of our generation still together and touring in our capacity in Canada. So we're in a good place right now and making a lot of younger, newer fans.
Nice. Well, and part of that's going to, you attribute it to that all you guys have stayed in relatively good shape, you know, where I think some people maybe have not made that choice and touring for them is not even an option anymore, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, you know, some people, you know, it's a lot of years have gone by and you got to stay in good shape if you want to be out there, you know, playing and giving the audience a good show and not getting up there. And because there's some bands that probably shouldn't be out there, right. But they are. We care too much, so we try and present ourselves as best we can.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. And are people allowing you to expand, and they're excited to hear the new music as well? Because I think that's sometimes really hard when you're successful early on. Sometimes people want to keep you in that box, just play the same 12 songs that we know and love. But people are excited, right, about this new album and accepting of it?
Yeah, but that's not a bad thing, man. Like, we are so lucky to have such a string of hits.
Right.
That we can do a 2-hour show with almost every song people know. That's not a bad thing at all. I love to play those songs. That's why we're still here. But the new stuff fits right in. But you got to be careful with new songs. Just because you have a new album out, every band wants to go out and play the album, but nobody really cares unless they're real diehards. But if you have the one or two songs that are like as good as your earlier stuff, or you think they are, we try it out, and we've tried some of them out with audiences and they love it, but just a little bit. And then you got to give them all the songs that they love.
Right. Smart. No. And that's probably why those concerts are sold out and lots of people are coming out to see you. So yeah. That's great. Yeah. Good marketing plan. Absolutely. For sure.
So Andrew, I've been keeping track of the time. Our 15 minutes that we've booked with you is up. You know, we appreciate you coming back.
Yeah, Derry, thank
good.
You.
I'm good on time, so don't worry about that.
Oh, okay. No, we really appreciate it. You giving us another chance. And the nice thing about you is when we were talking about, you know, the band picking up where we left off, I was saying to Andrew, I said, you know, this is a challenge for us and for Derry, because, you know, to create an organic conversation that doesn't sound like we're repeating the same questions and stuff. And I think, you know what, this is great. It was great to get to talk to you again and kind of pick up where we left off. So yeah, that's pretty exciting. This tour is going to go all the way through the summer and probably a little bit into the fall. And then you're down in, is it Minneapolis? Where?
No, I've been living in central Illinois. For 20 years. And recently I have a second place in Nashville now, with my daughter, Leah, who's a singer. So my wife and I have a house down there with her that we're renting, and we go back and forth. So now I have a place to stay in Nashville and do my thing there, because I've been going there forever.
Right.
And I love it. And I can, you know, I'm in Illinois today, so I'm kind of back and forth.
I have to ask, I'm actually going to Nashville for the first time in October. I'm going down with my wife and a couple friends. Where should a guy go? What are your favorite haunts?
Well, you'll have to go to Bridgestone and watch the Leafs play the Preds if they're in town. Dale, you got the hockey right there. Where do you go? Okay, well, I mean, there's Broadway, which is the, you know, the strip.
Yep.
And it's absolutely nuts down there. If you want to party and drink a lot and see a lot of bands and crazy stuff, that's a fun thing to do for a day or two. But outside of that, you just look around. There's so many cool little venues off the strip and all around Nashville. You're going to see a lot of great artists, songwriters doing things. There's tons of great restaurants. It's a lot to do in that town.
We're kind of, the plan is to go down for the music. I keep watching to see what's popping up at the Ryman. And, you know, there's I'm waiting to see the Saturday show before we make our final decision as to who we're actually going to see while we're there. And then kind of hitting Broadway, I guess, and looking for all the bands up and down the strip.
Yeah. Well, the Ryman's awesome. I was there last month. It's a terrific venue. If you can grab a show there while you're there, And then it's right, you know, Broadway's right there.
Now, were you playing there, or did you go actually have time to go see somebody play?
No, I went to see a show there.
Yeah, who did you go see?
There's a girl named Jenny Lewis.
Okay.
Who's a song singer songwriter. She's been around a while. She is really great. Who else have I seen there? A couple shows recently, but yeah, that if you can get into there, that's a really cool venue. And then you're right in the thick of the nut of the mentalness down there.
There's not many places better than the Ryman, right? Because that's a church or an old church.
So yeah, it is. But it's,
yeah, the acoustics are incredible.
Yeah, it's really well. There isn't a bad seat in the place. Well, you're talking about touring. Actually, in the fall, when things slow down, we're actually doing a cross Canada tour in November that I should mention.
Oh, and, fantastic.
And it's going to be 10 or 15 shows right across the country. And it's kind of like a 80s theme thing. It's going to be,
oh, that'd be fun.
Men Without Hats and Spoons, Flock of Seagulls, maybe that kind of thing. But we're going to headline it and take it, and it'll be an actual tour. So that's going to be fun.
That will be a hot show.
That's great. Well, keep KW in mind, my friend, because we would eat that up. That'd be great. We're going to keep our eye out for that. Maybe we can get you back on the show too. So just like a couple days beforehand. So let people know. Derry, thanks for spending time with us today, man. I can't tell you how much we appreciate you giving us a second shot, and we'll look forward to hearing more and more from Honeymoon Suite. I think it's awesome.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank
glad
you, sir.
We finally connected.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, connected and recorded. That's the key part, really.
That was a lot of fun.
That was fun.
It still felt fresh.
He's great.
Yeah.
He was great, and he was generous with his time. And Honeymoon Suite continues to be a successful band. Everybody in that band, great ingredients, but Derry being, you know, songwriter and great guitar player, that's all part of it. So, yeah.
It doesn't surprise me that they're already starting to write their new album.
No.
You know, they had time over COVID to really sit with the live. And they're probably ready for a new infusion.
Well, I think he said a lot of really great things. Like, I think if you're a writer, it just, you don't turn that off and on. It just kind of happens all the time. So he's probably got a lot of songs flowing out, which is great. I think that's awesome. So when are you going down to Nashville? October?
Yeah, I'm going down with Allison and Johnny from 30-odd-6, who we had on a couple years ago, and his wife.
Fantastic. That's awesome. You're going to love it. My recommendation is you need to reserve a spot at the Bluebird, which is the big singer-songwriter place. But you can't just drop in because those spots are reserved for a long time, unless you stay at a really nice hotel. So there's one time, most times when I've gone down to Nashville, I'm just staying at a regular hotel. But one time Kim and I went down and we stayed at a really nice place. The Adams Mark, I want to say. Anyway, whatever. It was the nice hotel for me. And they had a concierge. Ooh. And he was able to get us into the Bluebird like the next night kind of thing. But that's not generally
That's not
case.
Typical. No, we've just got an Airbnb booked.
Right. Great. So. And that's what we would do too. So yeah, book with the Bluebird in advance. And also there's a sort of an off-Broadway place called the Listening Room, which is kind of like this underground songwriter, singer-songwriter thing, which is also very, very cool. There's a lot of stuff, but Derry was right. Like Broadway is just a gong show. It's so cool. And it's funny. What's different about the US or at least Nashville Broadway, you can buy a beer in one bar and you just take it to the next bar. And you just wander out of that bar, go to the next bar, listen to that band, buy another beer, whatever that your thing is.
Nice.
That's kind of cool.
You can just move from bar to bar with a glass in hand.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
What sort of concerts have you booked so far for the summer? You booked anything yet?
Like I'm
not for you, not morning.
Going?
No, going, taking in.
Oh, well, I'm seeing Jason Isbell down at Niagara Casino.
I heard he was playing there.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really funny because I was about, like, he wasn't coming anywhere near here. Last year, I caught him at Massey Hall. He was the one guy that I flew to Nashville for, saw him at the Ryman. Absolutely fantastic. He generally books in a residency for 1 week in October. So you might get that. And obviously, I'm a strong Isbell fan. If you get a chance to see him, the guitar playing is spectacular. The songwriting out of this world. So, but to see him at the Ryman is really special. Last year, I saw him at Massey Hall. I went down just on my own. Just had a great time. Nice. But this year, I was about to buy tickets in Kalamazoo, Michigan, which is about 5 hours away, thinking, oh, this is the closest he's going to come. And then it just kind of sprung up on my computer. Hey, just Niagara Casino just announcing that Jason Isbell's playing. So yeah, I've got that going on.
Beautiful.
I'm seeing our buddy Ron Hawkins and Stephen Stanley.
Yeah, yeah.
They're playing over in Guelph May 31st at
Witchcraft. Oh, that'd be nice.
It's going to be nice. Monday Morning Whiskey just played Witchcraft a few weeks ago. It is a very small venue. So we had a really great time playing there. And so that was another situation where I definitely reserved a table because that place holds like 30, 40 people. You know?
Oh, wow.
But it's a really, really cool venue.
And that would be cool to see them there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to be just an acoustic show kind of thing. Nice. Yeah. I think other than that, I don't know that I have too many other musical things. I mean, I'm playing on my own. If that counts, if I can
sure.
do a shameless, selfless plug, I'm at the Block Company on May 23rd. So if this comes out before May 23rd and people want to make this small trek down to Burlington, that's an acoustic show I'm doing on my own. And then May 25th, we slide into the Edelweiss and play that, which is always a fun night. And then we're at TWB, where you have seen it came before,
yeah.
which was so nice. The band is actually
bring your sunscreen.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, it might be 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And that, I want to say, is June 7th. So, but TWB is a really great venue, great brewery, great people, great beer. So, yeah. The band Delicious. Will almost be secondary. Be like, hey, this is so great. And then there's these guys making noise over in the corner. So.
Wicked.
Anyway, yeah.
I'm actually going to see 30-odd six. Next month, they are opening for Rusty. Don't know if you remember Rusty, the 90s band, kind of alt rock. Wow. When you start listening to their playlist, that you kind of, oh, I know that. That's what it's going to be is when you start listening to it. But huge 90s band. And it's awesome that 30-odd six is going to get to play with them. Just recently booked tickets to go see Frank Turner. And so that's at the Great Canadian Casino. He's doing a four night stay there. And so I'm catching him on his last night before he heads back off to England, or at least that's where I assume that he's going back home. But so I'm excited about that and haven't booked anything else yet for the summer.
Nice.
I'm on the lookout.
Well, you're a bit of a world traveler in the summer, right? Like you've been out to California the last few years. And
yeah. Yeah. No great. Big plans so far. You know, little, we've got one of those micro cottages booked, trying that out.
What the hell's a micro cottage? What is that?
Like a tiny home, but it's a tiny cottage. Wow. So that's up near Algonquin. So
have you never been there before? Since I, like the last time we had.
Yeah, been, I am going to take
small
up.
Dude.
Take up half of the space, but
nice.
And my wife, kid, and dog, they can have the other half.
nice.
Oh, have I lost y'all together? This may be a really great moment if we have lost Lance and now we can finish the show without him. Yeah, no, he's gone. I guess I'll just thank you all for listening, and if you can, please share the show with friends. Cheers. Bye for now.